Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for the company, your prayers, and the fellowship that we had this week, for sharing with you the thoughts on the grace of God. It has been a blessed time of fellowship. And as we go into the Word of God today, we trust that all that we have said this week will be a blessing unto us. For all these things, we already know them, but it is just a way of encouragement to each and every one of us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so, as a summary, we spoke on the grace that came by the Lord Jesus Christ. That same grace was upon Jesus Christ himself, as he had a divine assignment to fulfill. And I believe I and you, we also equally have that assignment in our life to accomplish, for as much as we have put on Christ Jesus. And we want on to say that each and every one of us has that grace individually in our life. That is why we can look at ourselves and say that where we were yesterday isn't where we are today. And it is the grace of God that is going to see us the rest of our days. And then also we saw that there is a possibility in our life, in our Christian life, to fall short of the grace of God. And that happens when we harbor bitterness in our heart. Praise the Lord. But today we want to conclude our thoughts by looking at the topic in Christ. Hallelujah, in Christ. Now one will ask, what is the need for us to be in Christ? Now, we know the story of our origin. Started in the Garden of Eden. Our first parent fell, Adam and Eve fell by sin. And for that matter, we were in the loins of Adam when he ate of that forbidden fruit and failed. We also failed with Adam. We also disobeyed God when Adam and Eve sinned against God. And so the whole human race was plunged into sin. Then we came into this world, born and shaping in iniquity. But in due time, God brought forth the last Adam, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, when we abide in him and he in us, we will be able to bring forth fruits unto righteousness. So before we begin our sharing, let's read from John chapter 15, verse 5. The Gospel of John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Praise the Lord. So without Jesus Christ, as the Bible says, it is by grace we are saved, not of our own self. It is the gift of God. So we saw that the grace of God in our life is the kindness of God, is the favor of God. The grace of God are the blessings that God bestows upon our life every day of our life. And it is also the gift of God, as we just saw, and also the divine enablement in our life. Praise the Lord. So, for the grace of God to work in our life, the first and foremost thing that we have to do is to abide in the vine. As the Bible said, grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. When we abide in the vine, then we are going to enjoy the grace of God and walk in the grace, and the grace is going to see us through. Amen. Praise the Lord. One thing also we have to take note of is that our own righteousness cannot send us anywhere. Hallelujah. For the righteousness that we have received is from the Lord Jesus Christ, and our ability to stay in the vine, to be in Christ. Praise the Lord. Because God has put us in Christ. Amen. And all that God has done in Christ, He has given it to Christ. Praise the Lord. And all the work and the nature of Christ becomes ours. Praise the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, the Bible says, But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Christ has been made our righteousness. Amen. And so we need what? To take off the righteousness, put on the righteousness that comes from above. When we look at our own self, we'll be missing the mark. We'll not be able to enjoy and walk in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so there is always the need for us to look away from ourselves and look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. If we look within ourselves, we cannot see how we were in Adam. Therefore, we cannot even believe it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Likewise, when we look within ourselves, we cannot see how we are in Christ. Hallelujah. But when we look away from ourselves and look up to Christ, then all these things become so meaningful unto us, but because Christ is the vine and we are the branches, and when we abide in Him, we sap the life from Him, and the life comes with the grace, the power, the favor, the blessings, the divine enablement from God, and we are able to move on in our Christian life. Praise the Lord. How did all these things become possible? It became possible when He, the Lord of glory Himself, also had that grace upon Him, and He went to Calvary to pay the price for you and me. Hallelujah. So at Calvary, we must see ourselves in Christ. Hallelujah. And then, looking within ourselves, we believe that we have been crucified and died with Christ on Calvary. Amen. And we will see our sins. If we see our sins and our defeats and our failures, hallelujah, we will not be able to be overcome. But when we look away to Jesus, to Calvary, then we have victory because we are abiding in the vine and He in us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to read John chapter 1 verse 17 again. The Bible says, chapter 16, he said, John chapter 1, the Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 16. Just hear the word of the Lord. He said, and of his fullness have we all received grace for grace. Hallelujah. So the fullness of Jesus Christ in our life, we have received what? Grace for grace. And it is going to be grace. And that grace is going to definitely take us back home. We have to totally depend upon Jesus Christ. We have to be in Christ. We have to take our eyes from our own self, our own abilities, and focus on Jesus. And through Jesus, the grace of God will be manifested deeply in our life. Praise the Lord. Hence, it all depends on whether or not we have seen this glorious fact. Whether or not our eyes have been opened to see ourselves be in Christ. Have our eyes been opened? Brothers and sisters, we have to come to a state where we know for sure that we are in Christ and Christ is in us. When we sap that energy, that divine energy, divine power, then grace is going to be made available to us all the time. Hallelujah. It is not we are identified with Christ, but that we actually are included in Christ. We must be included in Christ in whatever we do. Let Christ be the ultimate in our life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And all these things happen when our walk with this Christ is not a historical one. It's not something that somebody told us about. We need to have that personal encounter, personal relationship, personal revelation of who this Jesus Christ is unto us. Praise the Lord. When we are doing that, then we have everything that is going to change within our life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The word of God we read in John chapter 15 didn't say that we must abide into Christ. But it says that we must abide in Christ. We must continue to abide in Him. Hallelujah. We are already there in Christ. We should not get out. There is no circumstances that we should look away. The storms of life, the troubles of life, we must hold on solidly unto Christ. Satan will come and try to get us out to look at our life experiences and defeats in order to say to us that we are not in Christ. Praise the Lord. But brothers and sisters, one thing is for sure is that grace is always available. Grace is always there to see us through. When we abide in Christ, grace is there to see us through. Amen and amen. So we must endeavor all the time to hold on to Christ. If we are in Christ, we must endeavor to hold on. Amen. We should not entertain any thought which even approach is going to take us away. Any thought, any fairy dart of the evil one.
that he shoots at us. We should not listen to that, because Satan is a liar. He always brings fairy dust into our memory, telling us that we are not in Christ. But when we look away, we hold on unto Christ, then the grace of God is going to see us through. We must hold on. The storms of life will come. Situations will arise that will shake our faith, but we should absolutely hold on unto that glorious reality that we are in Christ all the time. And brothers and sisters, when we begin to do this, when we begin to affirm in our life that we are the branches, and the branches abide in the vine, and the vine is the lifeline of the believer, then the grace of God is all the time going to be made available unto us, and we will be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who loved us, who saved us, who took our place, who became our righteousness, and replaced our filthy garments with the righteousness that comes from above. Praise the Lord. And then the kindness, the favor, the blessings, and the gifts, and the divine enabled things that we, when we look at ourselves, will not be able to do, we begin to do all these things to the glory and honor of the great and mighty God. Brothers and sisters, this is where we've come to this week sharing. May the Lord richly bless you. Thank you for your company. And thank you. And may the Lord grant us the grace to go through this journey. It is grace, and it is grace that will see us through. May the Lord bless us all. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Amen.